This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey everyone, Dr. Vic here. And this week I had a great interview with Antonio Garrido, and it was a lot to do with leadership and leading our life. And it's not just for leaders or CEOs, it's for our individual selves and so much more. So I'm excited to share this recording with you guys and the time I had with Antonio and his book and so much more that we discuss. Before I get into all that good stuff, I want to share with you guys, we have a free Facebook group as of right now, Empowered Living with Dr. Vic, that you can find in the show notes. I recommend joining. This is our community at the Mindful Experiment, and connecting with individuals to bring together like-mindedness to really help individuals elevate to a deeper level. If you've been liking the podcast, when we talk about mindset and subconscious mind and universal laws and neuroscience that we bring to the table and mindfulness and all that, this is what this group's all about. I share tons and tons of content in there on a regular basis to help individuals and then bring the community aspect there. So you can find that in the show notes. Another thing that we have launched, and it's live as we speak, and you can start to sign up today, and there's a special for it, is we have our VIP community. And I highly recommend for those who want to elevate in their life, have a little bit more of me in that aspect of when it comes to podcasts. So one of the things we'll be doing is interviews that I've had with people, I will share with you 5-7 minute video of my takeaways and what I'm using to put into my life to help elevate it and what I learned from it. And then hopefully we'll share insights and create collaboration from the community to share what their insights were from each episode. But it's not only that, there's articles, there's videos, there's workshops, there's online classes. That's all going to be part of it that comes with this community. And again, you'll see our VIP community down below in the show notes. Make sure to check that out. So getting to this interview, like I said before, it's really learning how to lead with our lives. And I believe that leadership is something that is not just in the for the business world. It's something for ourselves and how to really understand these concepts of these leaderships. If you're a parent, you have to lead. If you have a job, there's leading in some way. It may not be leading others. It may be leading yourself. There's leading in your health. There's leading your mind. There's leading in relationships. So leadership is in all aspects of our life. It's not just one avenue. And that's why I wanted to have Antonio on to share some of the nuggets that he shares with businesses and so forth that he speaks at and all the speaking that he does and so much more, because I wanted to be able to pull those elements and extract that and to share with you guys those attributes so that you can apply to your life, whether you are a leader in business, where it comes as a CEO running your own business and entrepreneur, or you're a leader of the house, or you're a leader of your own job and what you do and so much more. So I'm excited to share this interview with you guys. Appreciate you as always. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast. And always, if you enjoy this podcast or this episode, make sure to share a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. It really helps get the message out for the podcast and so much more. Without any further ado, here is my wonderful interview with Antonio Garrido. Antonio, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Vic. Thanks very much for I'm a big fan. Thanks for inviting me. I do appreciate it. I hope your audience enjoy it, get something valuable out of it. I'm excited to be here. Thank you.
I'm excited to have you on. I know they will. I'm excited to dive in, dive deep. And the first thing I want to get into is talking about your story of what you've done. You have six businesses. I want to hear about how'd you get into, the third book, your sixth business, all that, your story. What led you to get to where you are today? Please tell me, because I know there's so much just wrapped up in that alone.
So, I think we'd be here all night. I'll give you the very potted version. And I'll try and get to the point as quickly as I possibly can. I came out of university a million years ago, because I'm ancient, as an architect. So I was originally an architect and was, just a fairly standard run-of-the-mill architect, kitchen extensions for Mr. and Mrs. Miggins and stuff like that. And I was very fortunate that I met on a particular project, a fairly large project I was actually doing. I met a guy who offered me a job to set up a new kind of architectural department in their organization. Probably one of the best leaders I've ever worked for. So this was all by luck rather than by design. So I started working for Alan, and I kept getting promoted and promoted. If we get time later, I'll tell you why, because I did ask him. And he then sent me back to university after a few years and said, hey, listen, if you're going to run one of our businesses, and I didn't know that I was going to, by the way, but he said, listen, if you're going to run one of our businesses, you need to get like an MBA in business management or business strategy or something like that. We'll fund it. You go back to university. We'll look after things. And when you come back, we'll give you Europe to look after, which is just like bonkers, right? And then, again, honestly, Dr. Vic, more by luck than design, found myself working for just really inspirational leaders and bigger and bigger organizations, to the extent that I sort of ended my working career running what you might call four Fortune 60 businesses, thousands of employees, billions in revenue, and just great. Learned a lot. Then about 12 years ago, my wife and I, we were about to be empty nesters, four children, all about to go to university. And I said to my wife, should we kind of like wind down a little bit? She said, yeah, I think it's a really good idea. I said, okay, where should we go and live? And she said, let's go and live in Miami. Now, there was a reason for that, because my brother was the CFO of an organization called AstraZeneca. It's a pharmaceutical company, and he looked after South America. And every time I go to a board meeting in Dallas, I would swing by Miami. I know they're not relatively close, but compared to the UK, they're just around the corner from each other. So we would go there a lot, and I'd go and see my nieces and nephews and my brother. And anyway, so we decided to go and live in Miami, and I started a business there, which, again, more by luck than judgment, it became one of the largest sales training companies in the world. So we did terribly well. But anyway, to answer your original question, so in one of my jobs, one of my leaders, group chairman, asked me if I journaled. And he said, hey, Antonio, do you journal? And I said, no, I don't. And he very quizzically asked me why I didn't. And I had never really considered it. So in my rather pithy way, I said, I probably don't journal because I'm not a 16-year-old Victorian schoolgirl. Right, dear diary. Mr. Darcy was mean to me today. So I thought that's what journaling was all about, right? And he said, okay, yeah, good point. He said, do me a favor, go and find the 10 of the most successful people you know. You connect with 10 of the most successful people you can find, right? Somehow or another, by hook or by crook, and ask them if they journal. I thought, what a strange request or strange question. So I did. I found people that I knew that I thought were hugely successful, and went back actually to some previous leaders that I'd worked for and so on. And 8 for 8 all said yes. So I didn't even get to 10. And then I thought, you know, maybe there's something in this. And if anybody's listening now and wants to Google, there are other search engines available, but basically go the benefits of journaling, you're going to find billions, you know, within a nanosecond, billions with a B, not millions with an M, of, you know, case studies and people saying that journaling is probably a pretty good thing to do. So I started. I didn't know what to write. I didn't know what to say. And I kind of started, and I kind of stumbled a little bit, went back to the guy and said, okay, I've started. I'm not sure it's for me. I don't know that it's doing me any good. And I saw recently, actually, Simon Sinek, we all know Simon, right? When we all die and go to heaven, he'll be there. I shared a stage with him once. He's a really nice guy. I saw a thing that he did, which is, imagine you're going to the gym. You think, I need to improve. I need to, you don't know, you go to the gym a bit, doc. Someone might say, I need to get more flexible, or I need to lose some weight, or I need to increase, you know, muscle mass, whatever, right? And you kind of look in the mirror, and then you go to the gym, and you sweat, and you bend, and you stretch, right? And all of that. And then you come home, and you look in the mirror and you look exactly the same. And then the next day, you take all your togs off again and stand in front of the mirror and you go, okay, got it. Okay. You go to the gym and you come back and you look the same. And day to day, from one day to the next day, yeah, there's not much you can see. And it's easy to get discouraged and go, I'm just not built for that. But these things compound over time, right? You know, it's not even 1% a day, but even if it were 1% a day and you can't see 1%, and journaling's the same, where it compounds over time and suddenly you start to see some green shoots of recovery and then suddenly it flips. Here's the thing, though. It's about one of the key benefits of journaling is it increases self-awareness. I did a talk just before COVID hit, actually. I caught COVID at the Super Bowl final just a couple of years ago, just before COVID like became like a big thing. So I was an early adopter, right? I caught COVID at the Super Bowl final when nobody knew how to deal with COVID. It was like mid-February and it was about mid-March. Everybody knew what COVID was, but nobody knew when I got it. Neither did my, you know, my wife got it, and we were quite poorly and nobody knew how to help us. But anyway, I did a talk just before then and there was about 400 leaders in the room. And I asked them, I said, okay, by a show of hands, who here has no leadership blind spots? Because there were about 400 leaders, senior execs in the room, all different markets, verticals, sizes, right? Just a real spread, right? And I said, okay, so by a show of hands, who in the room has no leadership blind spots? And thankfully, Dr. Vic, they were all self-aware enough to realize that they must have some, like there were no hands went up, right? I said, okay, terrific. Very self-aware bunch. That's marvelous. Now, if you would all just take a second and write down what your own particular blind spots are. Well, of course, nobody can do that because if they knew what they were, then they wouldn't be a blind spot, right? So now everyone's scratching their heads and kind of shuffling and looking at their feet. Here's the thing. What journaling does for anybody, and that's a very organized, very structured, very intentional journaling, not like the 16-year-old Victorian schoolgirl, Mr. Darcy, was mean to me today. It's, you know, very intentional. Whatever you do, whether you're an architect, whether you're, so that begins with an A, whether you're a zebra rearer, if that's even a job, whether you raise zebras, I'm trying to do A to Z, right? So then... do people raise zebras? They probably look after it themselves, I imagine. But anyway, so whatever you do, that building that self-awareness, by whether you're a leader or whether you're a manager, whether you aspire to be any of those things, you know, self-awareness doesn't just, you don't just wake up one day and the sun comes over the horizons and the angels start singing and you are suddenly very self-aware. You've got to work at it, like at the gym, over a period of time. So emotional intelligence is really what we kind of focus on in this, our third book. Leadership development, trying to maximize our own potential. And then if you're a leader, maximize your people's potential. Then if you're a business owner, once you maximize your own potential and once you maximize your people's potential by dint, you know, by as a consequence, a natural consequence of that, you maximize your business's potential and your job. It's a bit who said what got you here won't get you there? I'm having a bit of a brain fart. Marshall Goldsmith. So Marshall Goldsmith, what got you here won't get you there. Which kind of, and that's 100% true. And especially when you see the pace of change is getting even quicker. Look, AI, you know, ChatGPT came out and the pace of change increased again and it's going to continue to increase. So the future is coming faster than ever. It's more unpredictable than ever. And unless you start to build your own self-awareness, emotional intelligence, spend some time looking in the rearview mirror, By developing hindsight, it allows you to develop foresight, which allows you to develop insight, right? So you can keep looking forwards and resight. So journaling helps in a million different ways, especially for leaders, especially for individuals. It's just terrific. So I wrote this book, My Daily Leadership, and it's about a roadmap for success. And really, at its heart, we talk about lots of things in it, of course, but at its heart, it's what are you doing to increase your self-awareness, increase your emotional intelligence, increase your ability to close the gaps between where you are and where you need to be and help the people around you do the same. And I guess that was a very long answer to a very short question, but you said, tell me about yourself. Anyway, there you go. Did that help?
No, I love it. I appreciate the details. I appreciate the journey of the talk and everything. It leads to, again, it's your story, right? And your experiences, what led you to where you are. What I got a question for you then. How has, you know, journaling with self-awareness, how has self-awareness affected your life? We go business, if you want, in that realm, or in any, and you brought up pieces of what journaling would do for an individual. Mm-hmm. I'm curious if you don't mind sharing a little bit, what has it done? You know, when you become more self-aware, how has that played a role in your life?
So that's a good question. Here's the thing about self-awareness, and it's one of the biggest issues that we have when we're working with our clients, right? Leaders of organizations, and as well as solopreneurs and so on. Everybody kind of thinks that they are self-aware, right? Everybody thinks they're a good driver, don't they? Like, who have you ever said, like, you're a good driver? Who said no? And when there was some research done by, I don't know, it's in the book, but some research was done, over 80% of people think they are significantly better than the average driver. And if anybody's listening, audience knows anything about mathematics or statistics, that's impossible, right? 80% can't be better than the average, right? Because about 50%, everybody thinks they're a better driver than they are. Everybody thinks they have more self-awareness than they have. One of the things that we do before we engage with anybody, and you can find it on our website, and I'll give you the details later, is an assessment, right? Which is an objective assessment as opposed to a subjective assessment, right? An objective assessment of your own self-awareness and lots of other things besides, but mainly self-awareness. And it's a difficult thing to get your arms around. So when we're giving those, either the feedback from those assessments, those, when we get the results before we go and do the one-to-one feedback with our clients, when it says that their self-awareness is like zero, right, or really, really low, we always kind of like hang our heads in our hands and we go, this is going to be tricky, right? But then when we sometimes see somebody with high self-awareness, we know this is going to be a breeze. Because people with low self-awareness, when we're talking to them and say something like, we need to start thinking about your impulse control, for example, which is one of the components of emotional intelligence, EQ. And they go, what do you mean? We go, yeah, so impulse control is, you know, kind of measure twice, cut once, don't let your emotions get ahead of you, you know, don't blow hot and blow cold, you know, try and be, think about your emotions and how you're responding to things, right? As a component of self-awareness, this principle of impulse control. Those that have low self-awareness go, what are you talking about? I'm brilliant at that, right? Because they have low self-awareness. And we're looking at the results thinking, yeah, you probably don't. So the point being that nobody kind of, unless you've got good self-awareness, you don't recognize that you have low self-awareness. Most people think they have good self-awareness, but most people don't. Here's what we typically do. We say, okay, so you disagree with this, this, and this, and this. They go, yeah, that's not me at all. We go, okay, do us a favor. Are you married? Yeah. Go and ask your wife. Show this to your wife, right? Or somebody that loves you, your nearest and dearest. People that know you well. Go show this to them and tell me what they say. And invariably, they come back and say, okay, let's continue the conversation because the wives and the nearest and dearest, the kids or whatever, go, that's exactly what you like. And they don't see it. It's called a scotoma. It's a blind spot. Like I said earlier, they don't know what it is and they don't see it. So you don't have to take our assessment. It's just a very quick way of getting to it and, you know, really focusing in, laser focused on the particular elements. But it basically, it's this, right? So another leader said to me once, my boss, he said to me, hey, Antonio, quick question. I said, yeah. And he always asked me tremendous questions. He said, did you earn your money today? It was towards the end of the day. So did you earn your money today? And did you do your best? Now, I thought I've got to be careful how I answered it, because this is the guy, right, that decides the next pay award and bonuses. And here's the chap that decides who gets the good parking spots in the car park, right? So I said, yeah, Andy, I think I did earn my money today and I think I did my best. He said, well, let's think about that, shall we?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
So he said, what makes you think you earned your money today? So I said, well, you know, I came in early, I did this, this, and I did this, and I did this, and I did this, and I did that, right? And I went to this meeting, and I made these decisions. And so, yeah, I think I earned my money today. He said, I think you worked hard today. Did you earn your money today? And I'm like, oh, my God. So I said, well, yeah, I did work hard. So he said, yeah. He said, and, you know, there is some value in hard work, but I'm more interested in commitment. So did you earn your money today in terms of commitment? And I said, well, what's the difference between work ethic and commitment? He said, well, work ethic can get all over the place. Commitment is, you know, doing the things that are difficult to do and that's actually going to move the needle as opposed to the easy things that you want to do. No growth in your comfort zone, no comfort in your growth zone, and all of that kind of stuff. And I went, no, I still think I earned my money today. He said, why? And I said, because I did this and this, and this was difficult, and made this change. He went, okay, great. He said, okay, I agree, you earned your money today. And I thought, okay, get away with that one. And then he said, if every day you ask yourself that question and 3 days on the trot, you think you're not earning your money, he said, come and see me. We'll have a chat. I thought, okay, good. So every day, start asking yourself, did I earn my money today? Okay. Second question was, and the answer to that, by the way, should always be yes. Okay. Or largely. I mean, you can have an off day. We can all have an off day. All right. Second question. Did I do my best today? So he said, so did you do your best today? Or you kind of meant today, yesterday, recently. So I said, yeah. He said, okay, well, what makes you say that? I went, because of this, this, and this, and this, and this. He went, I don't think so. He said, what's best? Best is a very high bar. Best is, if you could imagine, like a 100-meter runner, like an athlete that runs 100 meters. If he does his best every day, that means every single day he gets a personal best. Every single day he runs faster than the day before. And that's impossible. You can't do your best. You can try your best every day, but you can't do your best every day. Doing your best is the 100-pound lady mother lifting the car to, you know, to free the children. That's best. That's a really high bar. That's a really high bar. He said, but look, every day as you look in the mirror, ask yourself, did I earn my money today and did I do my best? The answer for the first one should always be yes. The answer for the second one should normally be no. But did you try your best? That should normally be yes. Why am I telling you that? Because what it is, that's a habit of self-reflection, right? You were asking me about self-awareness. That's basically saying, at the end of the day, What would I give myself? What does my report card for the day look like? Is it an A plus? Is it an A? Is it an A minus? Is it a B plus? When I said this, could I have said something else? Might something else have been better? Should I not have said that? Should I not have thought this? Should I have done this instead of that? That self-reflection builds self-awareness. And what happens when you do that often enough, what happens is that in the moment, when somebody does something a bit bonkers, which they do all of the time, right? Even if it's just, you know, leaning on their horn at the junction because somebody hasn't let somebody out, right? You start to, in the moment, respond with more intelligence, more emotional intelligence, where you'll think, you want to scream at the person or you want to you know, tell an employee that they did a crap job or shout at a client or whatever, right? So, but you don't, because you know that later on in the day, you're going to have to give yourself a B minus for that. And nobody wants a B minus because we all like A pluses because we get lollipops for that. So that starts every day when you start at the end of the day saying, how could I have done? Because it's not a dress rehearsal. This is it. It's one and done every day, right? You've got however many days you've got left, Dr. Vic, let's say 8,000, right? Everyone, that's it. You don't get it back. So try and make the best of it, right? The best of every day. Journaling helps that. Self-reflection builds self-awareness. That builds all of that EQ. I can't remember what your question was. Did that answer it? I hope so.
No, it did. I mean, because I was asking about self-awareness and how it affected you and stuff. And you tied it all together. I mean, it's the one thing that I'm a huge fan of is reflection, because it helps us look in. And you're talking about imperfections, and where no one's, you know, to me, like I said, like I had a coach tell me, give me a rating of where you are from 1 out of 10. And there was one time, and all it took was one time, I gave a rating of a 10. And he said, bullshit. And I said, dude, I'm on fire. Like, everything is just on fire right now. He goes, you give me a 10, that means you're not growing. That means you're perfect. You have no more room for growth. And I was like, I see what you mean by that. I am 100% with you. Okay, that makes sense. And you kind of talked about that with the reflection part, because the thing is, no, like I was going to ask you the question, like, no, I forgot my question. Oh, yeah. Is anyone 100% self-aware?
No. So my coach, because we coach people, and you know, you can't argue that everybody needs a coach if you don't have one yourself, right? So my coach, who is a fourth generation submarine commander, or was, so he was a submarine commander of a nuclear submarine. His father was a commander of a nuclear submarine. His grandfather was a commander of a diesel submarine. And his great grandfather, this guy's son is in the Navy. I mean, talking about pressure. But anyway, he asked me the story. He said, we were underneath the Arctic Circle. We've been there for about 4 months, tracking red submarines across the globe without being detected. And we've been underwater for about 4 months. It was 3:30 in the morning, and he was asleep in his quarters, right? But submarines work 24/7, right? There's no sunrise and sun, right? They just operate 24/7. And unfortunately, a young electrician, welder, I'm sorry, about 3:30 in the morning, made a mistake. Something happened. He was welding a pipe, and submarines are full of hard metal, sharp. It's a terribly dangerous place with pipes under incredible pressures and temperatures. I mean, it's just an awful place to be. Anyway, this guy, unfortunately, had an accident and died almost instantly. And so my coach asked me, whose responsibility was it that guy died? And he said, so let me give you the options. Was it his? Was it his fault? Was it his, you know, did clearly he made a mistake and he died? And whose fault was it his fault? Was it his manager's fault? Was it his supervisor's fault? Was it his trainer's fault? Was it whose fault was it that this guy died? So I'll let think about that for a second. I'll let your viewers, your audience think about that for a second. So I gave him an answer. And he said, no. I said, whose fault was it then? He said, well, it was my submarine, wasn't it? I said, yeah, but you were asleep on the other side of the boat. It was 4:30 in the morning. And he goes, yeah, but everything that happens on my submarine is my responsibility, good and bad, but everything that happens is my responsibility. When I take on the position of captain of the submarine, the commander of the submarine, I take it all on. And you'll be amazed, Dr. Vic, at how many people externalize their issue. Bad, that's terrible, the economy's bad, the president's an idiot, Russia in Ukraine, right? Economy, they blame everything that happens in their life. The good stuff is entirely their responsibility, 100%. The bad stuff, it's everybody else's responsibility. They don't take ownership. So to answer your question, is there anyone with perfect self-awareness, perfect emotional intelligence? No. But the good thing about emotional intelligence is it's a learned skill and you can improve it every day. It's not like IQ. IQ, it's stamped on your DNA, right? If when you were 17, you had an IQ of 122, you've got an IQ of 122 today, right? You can read books and all that kind of stuff and you can learn some facts, but your IQ, your intelligence is your intelligence. And like that's between you and God, right? But EQ, you can grow. And so that kind of self-awareness, get your beliefs and values right, because we all have self-limiting beliefs, all of us, right? Some stuff that gets in our way. There's some stuff that helps us develop, helps us improve, helps us with relationships, helps with our own self-talk, right? We all have some good stuff and we all have some bad stuff. And those self-limiting beliefs, you've learned them. I mean, they everything you believe, you've learned, and which means you can relearn them, right? You just haven't, you're not born with them. You know, you learn language, you learn how to use a fork and write and read and talk and drive and all those things. You also learn your beliefs, and some of them help you, propel you forwards, and some of them don't. And the ones that don't, they're not just going to magically disappear or evaporate by themselves. So this isn't a dress rehearsal. We've got to get on with it. You've got to make the best if you can. You've got to take responsibility for everything that's happening around you, everything that happens to you, even people that get ill, right? If you get hit by a car, okay, I get it. Get hit by lightning, sure, I get it. But like most things, you know, even some things that you can't do anything about, if you have the right attitude about them, you get over them quicker, right? It's that kind of change curve. I know people, you know, we all need to learn through that change curve. You know, when you get to kind of like shock, disbelief, anger, right? Denial and all of that. I know people who have been divorced for 10 years and they're still in denial, right? They're still angry about it. 10 years later, it's like, man, move on, right? Get to acceptance real quick. And get on with your life, right? So even those things that, you know, you get hit by lightning, you've just kind of got to get on with it. Did that help?
Oh, 100%. I agree with you and all that. And great, you know, it is, you know, like the submarine, the fault was the man who ran it, right? And it's the same thing with our life. It's the same thing. Everything that happens is us at the end of the day. Yeah. How can people find you, get your book and all that good stuff?
So, LinkedIn is always a good place. There aren't that many of us. There are a few, but just all the W's, My Daily Leadership, all in one word, mydailyleadership.com. That's our website. Or Antonio@mydailyleadership.com. Anybody emails me, I promise somebody, probably me, but somebody, if not me, somebody will get back to you real quick. Jump on our website. There's loads of free resources, free kind of downloads, starters for journaling. There's a tremendous assessment there. There's a business assessment, leadership health check. Then there is the self-awareness assessment. Yeah, just, you know, you can't fix anything. You know, if you go to the doctor and you're not feeling so well, they're not going to be able to help you until they've taken the blood tests and the MRIs and the x-rays, right? So do that. We don't have to help you fix that stuff if you don't want to, but at least you'll know what your issues are. And then just buy yourself a nice journal, get yourself a pen and start.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
I love that. I'll have all that information for the listeners in the show notes. Antonio, thank you for taking the time to share your story, the beautiful power of journaling, self-awareness, which is so needed in this world today.
Yeah.
To really create, I think self-awareness is lead the path to fulfillment. So it's appreciate your time and appreciate all the work you're doing for humanity. And thanks for taking the time to join us here at the Mindful Experiment community. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.